This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
My 27 male girlfriend, 23 female of 2 years, is pressuring / manipulating me to propose. I don't know how to fix this. My 27 male girlfriend, 23 female, and I have been together for 2 years. I moved into her apartment 6 months ago, and things have been going well. Until we had an argument last week about the next steps. Our lease ends in 9 months, and I've been mentioning getting a bigger place together since it's only a one bedroom. She tells me, I'm not going to move into a bigger place until I have some level of commitment. Then she went on to explain how if things don't work out between us, she has nowhere to go and won't be able to afford the rent on her own. She has no family and explained how she could possibly be homeless as she found a good deal on the apartment we live in now that gives her a sense of stability for herself. That caught me off guard, so I told her that's feeling like I'm going to be forced to do that now. Assuming he means that commitment. After I said that, the argument started. She said to me, really? You'd feel forced? Didn't you just ask what kind of ring shape I liked the other week? I thought we were on the same page, and began to cry. Oh. And then thought I was glossing over the fact of her situation and how I don't care. Yes, over the past few months, I may have done things that would hint for a proposal within the next year. I did ask her what ring shape she likes. We have talked in detail about our wedding and children. I said to her that I've been thinking about coming home to a little one the other week. But all of that was in a future sense, as I don't have a specific timeline. I'm just taking things one day at a time. She tells me I'm saying things men with a timeline would say. I just wanted it to be special when I propose. A surprise. I was just looking into rings. But it all comes off as manipulation, since she's basically telling me if I want to live in a bigger space, I have to propose. Top comment here. LOL, you're a silly billy. You're dropping hints all over the place, and when she brings up something pragmatic to think about, you're all confused about it. She basically said, before we dive into something deeper, I don't want you to talk about it. I want you to be about it. And you're like, what? That's manipulation. Like, come on, dude. What do you expect? LOL. With the commenter here, the context that she provided was, look, you're asking me to commit to a bigger place that I would potentially be on the hook for and know that I cannot afford on my own. To give me the security to know that I'm not going to have to afford it on my own, you need to be willing to commit to the things that you've been hinting at for the past little while by asking about my ring shape, by asking about kids and future and all kinds of stuff. So he basically did all the I'm getting ready to propose things, and then was like, whoa, who said anything about proposing? Introverted EMT shitfire dude, you don't say anything about marriage until you're ready to get married. This is not manipulation, sir. This is you have given someone the expectation that something is going to happen, and instead you're like, well, why don't we look at a bigger place? Like, instead of you proposing, you proposed a bigger place that you would still be separately committing to. Anna says she's saying she can't pay for a bigger place, and you're the one saying and asking these questions. Angel agreed. If anybody is manipulating here, it's him. Well, I just don't understand why you would be dropping these hints or having these conversations if you have no inclination to make this proposal soon. And then when she says, yeah, chicken or the egg, we have to be engaged before I can commit to some kind of place that I can't afford on my own. And you're like, oh, excuse me. I think I'm going to give him one of these. I'm going to give him the Brozo award here because that was a Brozo move. You don't bring that up until you're ready. You basically gave her proposal blue balls, and then you shifted the conversation to moving in somewhere different. That is silly Billy behavior. You silly Billy. Yeah, she basically is saying, context, I need the reassurance of knowing that I'm not going to be doing this alone. And you're like, what does that mean? Now you're basically forcing me to. That's hopefully there's no like immediate update here. So hopefully OP pulled his head out of his ass and did what he needed to do. Is this the one you were talking about that did the dirty delete?
Yeah, he deleted.
Oh, he did a dirty delete.
Like his profile.
His whole profile's gone now. He did the dirty delete. So, okay, apparently the world was able to open his eyes to how big of a dipshit he really is. He's not ready. But why would you ask those questions? And he said he was talking about coming home to a little one the other day. So clearly he's more ready than he's leading on. Maybe he's like a cat. Like, it's got to be his idea. If somebody else mentions it at all, it's like when you try to get a cat to do something that they otherwise would have done on their own, they're like, excuse me? Who the f*** do you think you are? He's got like cat mentality. But he did the dirty delete. He knew he was wrong. He knew it. 100%. Absolutely. He knew it. So, I don't know that he's like maliciously evil for this. He's a dumbass. But he gets the Brozo ask on two combo here. The Brozo ask on two combo is like, yeah, it's not malicious. You just did something dumb, but it's something dumb that you definitely should not have done. Especially with all of the lead up that you gave. It's like you left all these breadcrumbs and they led to nothing.
No, I just did the Reddit recovery thing on his post. And there's two comments, and one says, I'm not dropping breadcrumbs or leading her on. I want to marry her. And the other one says,
the what?
Now it's going to ruin the surprise and feel forced, like I'm reaching her deadline. Those are the only comments that he wrote on this post, and then he deleted everything.
Okay. You know what? Because of his dipshittedness comments here, I'm upgrading him. Congratulations, sir. On today's flight, you're going to be upgraded to first ass class on a one-way trip to AskCon 1. Because now you just came back and doubled down on it. You didn't just do the dirty delete. You didn't just lead her on. You didn't just lead the breadcrumbs. You came and said, I'm not doing those things. It's going to ruin the surprise. Surprise? You're a dumbass. It's not a surprise, dude. The timing is going to be a surprise no matter what. But you had already done all the prerequisite steps. The last step is actually doing the proposal. So it's just a matter of when. Guess what? When is still up in the air. Yeah, it's got to be some time before you guys make the commitment to move to this bigger place. So what? Does that mean that it has to be done by Tuesday at noon? No. Nobody's forcing you to do shit. And if you're freaking out, say that. Ah. This story is from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Astronaut for Making a Big Deal About Being Excluded from My Brother's Wedding Photos? So my mom was widowed before she met my dad, and she had my three brothers from her first marriage. By the time I was born, they were 11, 9, and 8, and I think their dad had been gone for three to 4 years at that point. I always loved and looked up to them, but I can't admit now that they were never too into me. Mom would bring us all together for movie nights, family game nights, hikes, bowling, museum tours and stuff, but that gap between us never closed. I didn't see it when I was younger. I felt so lucky to have three big brothers, and people used to say how sweet it was to be a little girl with three much older brothers to look out for her and protect her. So I believed that's how it was. and I would get so caught up in it whenever they visited that I ignored how much they avoided being around me or how cold they were to me. They also don't have a close relationship with my dad, but I knew they had a different one and thought that was pretty typical. But I still thought they were real siblings, I guess. My oldest brother got married last year, and the wedding was the experience that opened my eyes, I guess. My brother's wife got a few sibling photos taken in different poses and stuff, and my brothers had photos together, and my brother and his wife posed with all the siblings. But all the siblings did not include me. I was not in any of the sibling photos. Okay, timeout. Red flag. I'm going to throw that right there. And also, we don't know how old OP is right now, do we? We do not. I do not have an age for OP right now. 16? Okay, it says in the next paragraph, she's 16. She's 16. My mom even came to get me, and I then watched as the photos were taken without me. My mom told my brother I was waiting, but he said I would only be in the bigger group photo at the end. When it came to the immediate family photo, it was just my mom and three brothers with my brother's wife and her parents and siblings. Dad and I were not included in that. My brother did this really sweet dance with his wife's youngest sister, who was 14 or 15, I think. I'm 16 for reference. And that was like a major highlighted thing, but he didn't dance with me at all, and neither did my other brothers. 2 or 3 months after the wedding, it still bothered me. And then we went to my brother's house, and I saw that I wasn't visible in the bigger wedding photo. Like, you would not realize I was there at all. That really upset me, and I told my parents after that I didn't want to go back to the house anymore. I got kind of upset, and the whole wedding and then the photo in this house overwhelmed me, and I started crying. My mom got so angry at my brother, and all three of my brothers then told mom that she was overreacting and was interfering. She told them how upset it made me, and they said I was making a big deal out of something I shouldn't be because I should know they're not close to me and don't see me as their real sister. They said I was just being an overdramatic baby and making a big deal out of something I should just forget. They were really angry at me. My mom and them are still fighting about it. Am I the Askenaz? Okay. They were 11, 9, and 8 whenever she was born. 11, 9, and 8, I don't think is too old or old enough to be, you know, to be unaccepting of a new child coming into your family. Would it be different if it was like full on their biological sibling, still a half sibling, but just wasn't accepted at all as a member of their pack, as a member of their clan? Why? Is there some kind of difference in treatment that she got growing up, which she didn't control, by the way? All she wanted from these guys was love. And for whatever reason, they were like, yeah, we're good. And you're going to tell me that an 8-year-old made that decision from the get go to be like, yeah, I'm going to keep my distance. And an 11-year-old. 11, 9, and 8, those three were like, yeah, she's not with us. That's some bullshit. There's got to be more going on in the back end that has that creates that kind of separation. If they just did it just to do it, it just doesn't make any sense, and it makes it that much worse for them to do. I'm guessing they have their own reasons. Everybody thinks they're doing the right thing for whatever fucked up reason it is, but there's got to be more to it than just, yeah, you didn't come from the same dad as us. Or maybe that's how they coped with losing their dad. They pinned it all on you, OP. No matter what, it's not your fault. You're not the asshole for this. You didn't do anything. Whatever decision they made had nothing to do with you. It had to do with environmental factors that were beyond your control. You became the scapegoat for their grief or their frustration or whatever the fuck it was. It was not your fault. And here you are, 16 years later, they're still taking it out on you. And going out of their way to take it out on you. That's bullshit. When you are going out of your way to take something out on someone who has no control over whatever your frustration is, you're an asshole. Brothers, you're a trio of douche canoe assholes here. Because you've been treating your sister like this the whole time. She's just now catching on. But you made a spectacle of it this time. Do you understand how damaging that could be for a 16-year-old who thought you were all her big brothers and you had her back? Now she's finding out she doesn't have any brothers at all. In fact, you all hate her. Dicks. Now, quick glance there. You're a bunch of Ascon ones. I'm sure there's a ringleader here. I'm sure it's the older brother who corralled the other two into whatever this plot ended up being. But they're all hive minding this. They're all sticking together on this. So you all get the Ascon one label here. You're shit people. You're not just being an asshole. You're not just doing the wrong thing. You are terrible people who are taking out whatever the f- your problem is on a kid and have been her whole f- life. And now she's 16 and finally caught on and it's really upsetting to her. And you're like, oh, you're being over dramatic. Yeah, she's in the wrong. Dicks. I like mom going to bat here. I like mom going to bat because she's there, mom too. She's going to bat and she's like, you guys, this is bullshit. I wish that would have happened much, 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 much sooner. That would have been great if she would have done this a long time ago and squashed this before it grew into this festering fungus that it is now. I don't know where festering fungus came from. Just that's what happened. The title of this one was AITA for making a big deal out of being excluded from my brother's wedding photos. Probably she's a golden child and didn't know. This happened at birth. They decided that they didn't want to be connected with her. And yeah, that could be. It could be that mom's new hubby is better off and that she got a lot of things that they didn't get as kids. But guess what? She doesn't control that. She didn't make those decisions. She didn't say, yes, I'm going to have a better life than you guys. Doesn't matter what the issue was. It wasn't warranted. If they had an issue and if they thought that was the case, then they should be redirecting or directing that ire at mom or at stepdad or whatever the fuck. Taking it out on the kid who's just now 16 ain't the play. It's cowardly bullshit. Cowardly. Paternal influence or paternal grandparents could have influenced the brothers against OP. Thought about that. It's possible. So, and that's what I mean. There's environmental factors going on. There are other things going on that's causing them to focus on her, but that's a secondary side effect. There's nothing to pin this on her for. There's nothing to say that she did this. She's at fault for this, which makes her innocent and makes them bullshit assholes. Angel, yeah, I hope she's super successful and shuts them out later in life. Hell yes, that would be great. OP, here's the play. Become an author. Write your own modern day adaptation of like Goldilocks and the Three Dickheads. And, you know, of course, change their names, base some characters on them, make a shit ton of money based on their assholishness to you through life, and then never answer their calls. When you're ready to get married, send them a wedding invitation, but not to invite them, just to let them know that it's happening. And in there, it can specifically say you're not invited. Just thought you should know this was happening. This one is titled, Will I Be the Askenot If I Refuse to Contribute for an Acquaintance's Cake? I, female 19, was invited to a reunion, but one thing led to another and it became a birthday celebration for my friend, Ava. She is not who I am talking about in the title. Ava's birthday is roughly 10 days away and the gathering is happening in a week or so. The main organizer, Demi, asked if it's all right for me to contribute for Ava's cake. Of course, I agreed. A while ago, Demi messaged me to ask if it was okay if I would contribute to another cake, and it's apparently for another birthday girl, Yvonne. Her birthday is almost 2 weeks after Ava's, but Demi figured that since they were born on the same month, it'd be nice to celebrate Yvonne's with Ava's. I think it's also important to mention that Ava paid for the venue plus accommodation, and the attendees will contribute for the food plus Ava's surprise cake. I'm not a fan of the idea of another cake since it's meant to be Ava's celebration. It'd be acceptable if it was a reunion, but it's not the case. Also, I've been contributing for Yvonne's birthday cake for at least 5 consecutive years, but never in my life have I ever received a cake or any form of a gift for my own birthday. Yvonne, Demi, and I have been in the same friend group since high school. Oh, shit. I did think of Yvonne as a friend, but my efforts were never reciprocated, and she only remembers me when she needs something, ghosts me otherwise, so now she's an acquaintance. Oh, and to add, money-wise, I'd need to cut off my food budget if I will pay for another cake I don't feel like paying for. I'm a poor college student and budget is tight. I'm wondering if I'm being overly bitter about the whole situation. Am I overreacting or taking the fun away if I refuse? Am I the Askenot? You, ma'am, are not the Askenot here. You're not the Askenot. What fun are you taking away if you refuse? Are they not going to get the cake? Are they going to get 3/4 of the cake? I'm pretty sure someone else can chip in more. If you don't, you can't afford to. That's all you have to say. If you can't afford to do something, you don't do it, right? I mean, that's the way it's supposed to work. Can't get blood out of a turnip, right? Is that what they say? Can't get blood out of a turnip? Something like that. I may be candy thundering that statement. But No one is entitled to your time or money. No is a complete sentence, Kinsey Rain says. Agreed. No means no here. It is a complete sentence, and you have the right to refuse. She asked. Asking someone a question means that they have the ability to choose their answer, right? Or was this just a formality for her to ask, and it's just taboo if you don't pay for it? Also, Ava paid for the venue plus accommodation, and the attendees will contribute for the food plus Ava's surprise cake. Now somebody else's birthday is just piggybacking onto this? Can't get blood out of a stone. Can't get cake out of a stone, Marine. There you go. Yeah, no, this is an NTA situation here. It was a reunion that became a birthday celebration. You're not obligated to pay for anything. That's why she asked. Otherwise, she would have just sent you a bill. She asked and you answered. NTA. It doesn't sound like anybody's bitched about it yet, though, right? I don't think anybody's bitched at her. Has she said no? No, she did. She did say no. A while ago, Demi asked if it was okay if I contribute to another cake, and it's apparently for another birthday girl, Yvonne. No, she hasn't answered yet. Okay. Well, nobody's bitched at her because she hadn't said no yet. Say no. You can't afford it. End of story. Wish I could, but I'm a poor college student. Sorry. Also, Vaughn is only my friend when she needs something. So, acquaintance. Someone else who she's actually friends with when she doesn't just need something can pony up for that amount. Yeah. Ava, did you just green light this becoming a double birthday party? Does that mean that someone is going to split the cost of the venue? How is all of that going to work? So it may be worth a conversation with Ava first. I would also talk to Ava about this and be like, hey, now I'm getting asked if I'll pay for a cake for Yvonne. And I can't, number one, also don't really want to. You could have an ally there pretty quickly. Someone should warn Ava that they're stealing her birthday party.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This one is from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Askinot for Not Telling My Boyfriend That My Dad/Family Is Rich? So, my boyfriend Callum and I have been together for 8 months, and over this long weekend, I figured it would be a good time for him to meet my dad. He has met my mom and stepdad a couple of times, but always at restaurants or my place. But for this meeting with my dad, we went over to his place for lunch. Looking back on it, Callum was immediately uptight when he saw where my dad lives, but I thought it was just nerves. He was acting pretty strange all through lunch and was very cagey about any questions my dad or his wife asked. But again, I chalked it up to nerves. Well, when we were driving back, he blew up, not yelling or anything, just clearly frustrated that I never told him my dad is rich. I was confused and asked why he'd need to know my dad's income. Callum said he would have prepared himself better if he had known, and that I sent him in there blind because you're meant to warn your partner of potential pitfalls when they meet your parents. I was still confused about what my dad's tax bracket was a potential pitfall. I could see warning him if my dad was incredibly snobbish about dress sense or manners, but he isn't. Callum then asked if I'd also hidden that my mom and stepdad were rich, which I admitted I guess I did. Although I take issue with him calling it hiding something, it's just not relevant. Callum hasn't let it go and is now digging into irrelevant stuff such as my previous vacations, my living situation, and my job, apparently so he can figure out what exactly my lifestyle is. I think he's totally lost the plot. But up until now, he's been really sweet and unassuming and a chill person. So I'm wondering if I really am the problem. To clarify, my parents are not rich like what you would think of when you think rich. Both my dad and stepdad have been successful and been able to give themselves and their kids nice lives, but we aren't the Waltons. And even if we were, is this a thing you warn people about? No, this is not about them. It's not about you. This is about his insecurity and his perceived inability to provide you with a similar lifestyle. This is him shitting his pants because he thinks he's got to like summon some kind of wild success to create the same kind of wealth that they have. to give you the same life. This is his insecurity rearing its ugly head and freaking the out. That's what this is. This is not you. This is not about you. This is not about them. This is his insecurity. And maybe he hasn't run into this kind of situation before, or maybe he has, but this is him freaking out. No, you shouldn't have to warn people about your dad's tax bracket. You shouldn't. No. And I understand and 100% agree with you. If they were like snobby or uppity about certain things, yeah, sure. Like, hey, just behaviorally, here's what the expectation is going into this. Just fair warning. My dad may say some shit about this and this because he's really passionate about these things. No, it's just the level of financial success he's had. That's not something that you should ever have to warn your partner about. This is insecurity. Now, if you were aware of your partner's intense, uncontrollable insecurity and knew how it triggered different behaviors for them, and you were heading into a situation where you thought it might be triggered by it, then yeah, giving him a heads up is probably good for both of you. But this is the first time it's happened with you guys. This is the first time you've seen it. Hell, it might be the first time he's seen it. What were you supposed to warn him about? Like, hey, sorry, we're going to go into a different environment, and I don't know, because you've never been there, how you're going to react. So, fair warning. You start warning him every time you leave the house now. Just be like, fair warning, you haven't been in this place before, so you might freak the out. NTA, I know it's an insecurity thing. I realize that, but I'm still giving him a brozo. And him now digging into your previous vacations to understand your lifestyle better is him just further freaking the out. Because he thinks if he can't give you these same things, he might as well just bow out right now. That is what is happening. And I'm how old is OP? We don't know how old OP is, but I'm guessing you're with him because you want to be with him, not because you think he's going to duplicate the success of your parents. But it's one of those insecurities that's his insecurities shouldn't be your problems. Pain of Druin. Yes, I agree with that. I kind of get it. I don't get him letting his insecurity run this whole situation and his relationship into the ground. I understand there's a, I'm sure it's this way for everybody. It's not just men, but I feel like as a man, I have an expectation for myself to provide a certain kind of future for my family, to provide a certain kind of lifestyle for my family. That's a me problem. That's a him problem. He just doesn't know it. And for some reason projected that onto you and made it a you problem. Some context there is good, but he needs the context of understanding where those feelings and the freaking out that he's experiencing is coming from, and not letting it become a negative for you, not projecting that onto you, not making it your problem, because it's not your problem. He did you a disservice there. He did you a cowardly disservice there. And I think it's on him to figure that out. This is not your problem. Tell him to chill the fuck out. And whatever he needs to figure out, he can figure out on his own time, not to drag you into it. And if he insists on dragging you into it, this is a ticking time bomb. In your situation, at this point in my life, having the wisdom of several ups, I would look back and I would say, look, this is a you problem. Figure it out. And then we can go back to normal. Until then, like, I'm not going to be dragged into this. I'm not going to have you digging through my past to figure out if you can afford my future. Grow up. Am I the Askinoff for texting my boss too early in the morning? Tony, is this about you texting Candace too early?
Candy Thunder's not a morning person.
So I've been sick the past few days. I worked Monday, but started getting worse as the day went on. By the time I got home Monday, I had a fever and went to bed very early, hoping to sleep it off by the morning. I slept from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., but woke up miserable Tuesday morning. Well, it's because you woke up at 3 a.m., I tried to get myself together, but couldn't. So at 3:52 a.m., I texted my boss that I wouldn't make it in. And yes, that is early, but for context, our workday starts at 6:30 a.m. I know, because he has told me that he wakes up at 4 a.m. every day, and my boss has texted me at 4 a.m. before. I don't wake up till 5, so I figured a text 6 minutes before he usually wakes up wouldn't be anything to be concerned about. He responded to me in less than a minute, so I went back to bed and slept all day. Today, Wednesday, I am still sick but don't have a fever, so I'm back at work. My boss ended up telling me, you can't text me at 3 a.m. anymore. I was kind of confused and apologized immediately. He elaborated and said that my text woke him and his wife up. I apologized again, but I really do feel bad for waking them. But he was almost upset at me for a single text 6 minutes before his alarms go off and surely wakes the both of them. He told me that he felt bad having to respond to me while in bed and that his wife was asking questions, and instead of him telling her it was me and that I was just calling off sick, he said he told her it's a female at work who is not feeling well. I honestly feel like he's making this more weird than it is. I've met his wife once before and talked to her on the phone 2 or 3 times. When my boss was out sick for a very long stretch of time, she literally knows me. I wouldn't say he's angry at me, but he seemed pretty passionate about it and kind of aggressive. I've worked here for 8 months now, and I feel like I know him pretty well. We get along well and everything. My other point, or if you and your spouse are such light sleepers that a single text wakes you both up, why do you have your ringer on? I keep mine off almost 24/7. A text wouldn't wake me, but if it did, I'd be extra sure to keep the volume off. I do really feel bad, but I feel like he's taking out some anger on me for what? I don't know. Am I the asshole or is he acting strange? He's acting strange. He's acting strange. Tell you that right now. I am a big believer in having do not disturb mode enabled before your alarm goes off. It doesn't make any sense to let that message come through unless you want to receive messages like this and be alerted like this. I do understand getting awoken right before your alarm goes off. There's nothing much more frustrating than waking up 5 minutes before your alarm goes off. And you're like, mother dick. Oh, I can't go to bed for 5 minutes. I might as well just get up now and disable my alarm. Or turn that alarm off and use the next one that's 15 minutes away and just go ahead and lay back down. I don't know. That's not fun. This isn't a you problem, though. You were within the window of time that he normally sends messages out. You could have scheduled that message. I think you can do that. Schedule a text to go out on a delay, but I don't feel like that's a you problem. If he is in leadership here, it is up to him. He's a big boy to have his own phone schedules for phone volume or do not disturb mode. That's a him problem. This feels like a him and his wife problem. Either she's pissed because she got awoken and blames him for it, so he, shit rolls downhill, blames you for it. Or he's got some kind of extracurriculars that he's trying to keep on the down low, and this has put her on high alert, and he doesn't appreciate that. No matter what, it's not a you problem. At first, I was like, yeah, that's really early. I wouldn't want to receive a message at that time, but I wouldn't, because I have do not disturb mode enabled until a certain time in the morning. That's a him problem. That feels like a him problem, right? There's something going on. There is something going on. It's a him problem or a him and his wife problem. It's a him problem. NTA. Why was his go-to response, female is sick? What does her gender have to do with it? That sounded like he was getting he gave a robotic response. In this case, because he didn't say her name, maybe his wife has a beef or some kind of suspicion about this specific person, OP. Your name is a hot topic. But saying female at work in that case would have prompted her to say which female, if it was a name issue there. But he kept it very, very generic. Oh, well, I would like to hear it. I would like to hear what you have to say.
I said, what if he had already cheated and they're trying to recover from that cheating? And so this text was like a trigger for her because it's something that had happened previously.
Brought back all the feelings.
Again, that's a them problem, not the employee's problem. She did what she was supposed to do. He just had a very strange reaction to it.
Yeah.
She opened a can of worms unintentionally.
Unintentionally. So you unintentionally made his life harder. But you unintentionally made his life harder, but it's a him problem. I don't think there's any way around it being a him problem. That does make it more suspicious. The female at work does not feel well. Okay, that's not sus at all. Am I the asking out for disowning my wife's daughter after she chose her mom's affair partner over me? I-35 male, met my now soon-to-be ex-wife, 33 female, during uni 12 years ago. She already had a kid when she was 19, but the dad left as soon as she started uni. We were dating for 3 months before I met her daughter, Lisa. I remember seeing her family for the first time. I was nervous meeting her parents, but when I saw a little girl beside her mom, I was confused. I asked her if that was her little sister or a cousin of hers, and her answer shocked me when she told me that's her daughter. I thought I misheard her or something. At first, I wanted to dump her for hiding something so crucial from me, but she kept on begging for me to stay, and eventually I relented, and soon I started to fall in love with her daughter and wanted to be her father figure. Our bond grew stronger over the years, and in early 2019, before the pandemic hit, we got married. In late 2021, I adopted Lisa, and in early 2022, my wife gave birth to our son, Mark. After my son was born, my wife made the choice to stay at home for the time being, and I was completely fine with that. Everything was going perfectly until a few months ago, I started noticing my wife increasingly spending time with her friends. At the time, I didn't say anything, since in my mind, being at home all day was probably eating at her, and I didn't want to seem controlling. The thing that made me suspicious was her constant texting and going out of the room for calls. She never did that for anyone besides this one friend of hers. I asked her about it, but she gave me some vague answers about gossip. The moment that took it too far was when I came home last week and saw her outside talking on the phone. This wasn't out of the ordinary. I remember seeing my son on the floor crying alone. I was pissed at my wife for just leaving him alone in the house, but when I went to pick him up and smelt a horrible stench coming from him, I was beyond furious. His diaper seemed like it hadn't been changed since that morning. I quickly changed his diaper and rushed outside with him in my arms. I was beyond pissed. I snatched her phone from her hand and bolted back inside. I locked my wife outside to have a talk with this friend of hers alone. I had my suspicions about who it really was, and when I heard a male voice calling out her name and asking who was there, I immediately knew what was going on. He ended the call as soon as he heard my voice. I then proceeded to lock the front door to make sure my wife couldn't enter the house at all and proceeded to screenshot as much of their chat as I could and then sent them to myself before deleting them on her phone. About 5 minutes later, she was still banging on the glass door leading to the backyard. I reluctantly opened it and was met with a smack in the face. Remember, all of this is happening while I'm holding my toddler in my arms. As soon as she realized what she just did, she apologized profusely, started crying, and tried to hug me. I pushed her away and told her to meet me at the dining table. I told my daughter to quickly take care of the baby so me and her mom could have a quick chat. I just kept it simple. I told her this was her only chance to even have a sliver of a chance of getting me back. If she effed up this talk, it was over on the spot. No lies, nothing. She kept on trying to apologize and to say it wasn't that serious. I reminded her that she not only f***ed me over, she also could have easily done serious harm to our son by leaving him alone in the house like that. I then simply asked who, for how long, and did they sleep together. She replied with her ex-boss, Daniel, 6 months, and she didn't answer the last one, so I kept on reminding her that this was her last chance. She then just simply nodded. I then asked her if they used protection. To this, she started crying and started begging me for forgiveness. She said she would block him then and there and would never contact him again. I could sleep with any woman that I want from now on, yada yada. I guess Lisa heard the commotion and came downstairs. I told her to go back up. She just walked to my wife and asked her if I knew about Daniel. What the? Wait. How old is this kid? 13. No. Lisa heard the commotion, came down, walked straight to the wife and said, does he know about Daniel? Up to this point, I was calm. But upon hearing this, I swear even I started tearing up. I asked Lisa if she knew all along and she said yes. At this point, I'm full on crying and I asked her why she didn't tell me. She responded with, because unlike you, Daniel buys me the things that I want without having to beg. I then asked her how could she possibly could do this to her dad. She responded with the you're not my real dad crap. My wife screamed at her upon hearing what she said. At that point, I couldn't bear any of this anymore. I just grabbed my son and got into the car. Me and my son are currently staying at my parents' house. I've basically been drinking myself to sleep every day. Thanks to the saint of a mother I have, my son is being taken care of right now. I'm beyond hurt. I've canceled my ex-daughter's private school tuition and all of her extracurricular activities, and I've contacted a divorce lawyer. He's going to serve my wife this Friday. My wife and Lisa have been blowing up my phone nonstop with apologies. I simply responded with, get a lawyer and tell that ungrateful thing of yours to start calling Daniel her dad. I'm disowning her. And then I blocked my wife. I didn't respond to Lisa. I just simply blocked her. I guess my wife told our friends what she and Lisa did, and now they have been texting me nonstop. They understand how I'm feeling, but believe I'm going too far by divorcing my wife without hearing her out. Do they? They also keep telling me that disowning Lisa is definitely going too far and that she's only a kid and didn't understand what she was doing. I just can't get over the things she told me. I've worked my ass off to give my wife and daughter luxuries I could have only dreamed of as a kid, and now this is how I get paid back. This is the thanks I get. Okay. Lisa, 13 years, is old enough to understand that hiding her mom's affair is bad and purposely used the words to hurt me. But a part of me believes that there is still hope. A few family counseling sessions later, and we can go back to living the life I once considered a fairy tale. I'm beyond destroyed by this whole situation. A part of me just wants to see them burn in hell, but the other part of me believes there's still hope. Am I really going too far? Is there still hope? Am I the Askinoff for disowning my daughter and divorcing my wife? And here to talk about it, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only Candy Thunder.
Oh my God, it's Candy Thunder.
Do you know what makes me the most mad about this story is that she left her baby in the floor with a dirty diaper, which is awful, and then went outside to talk to some guy. Like, why? One, your poor son's butt, like after you leave him in a diaper that long, it's just disgusting. And then, OP, yeah, eye protection.
OP is not the only one with a chapped ass right now.
Oh my gosh. Like just, and then the baby's just sitting there crying. I mean, who's what, between one and two? It pisses me off. And then for her daughter to who would tell their 13-year-old that they're having an affair and let that affair partner buy things for their child and expect their daughter not to have like a f***ed up mentality about the world? Like how is that even a thing? Like, I can't imagine sharing. I would never do that, but sharing something like that with my child is just, that's... And for her to not even tell in the beginning, I mean, she brought him to meet her child and didn't even tell him that she had a child. So I don't know that this woman has changed who she is from the beginning. Like, how could you date someone and then bring them to your home and not tell them that, oh, by the way, I have a child?
So two thoughts here. I understand that being a stay-at-home parent right after, you know... Being a postpartum stay-at-home parent can drive some people crazy. It can drive some people into a depression that can cause them to act out of character and do selfish things that they wouldn't normally do. That could be an element here. Could be. Doesn't excuse anything, but it could be. The thing that pisses me off the most about all of this is that mom allowed or maybe facilitated the bribery of her teenager to conceal this. I'm pissed at the teenager too, like on behalf of you here, Dad, OP, but what teenager is going to turn down expensive bribes just to keep their mouth shut? Like they bought her off. Yep. She didn't choose to screw you over. She chose to accept gifts.
Oh, it's even grosser when you put it like that.
It's f***ed up, but.
I mean, teenagers are selfish. Like that's just how they're built once they.
How you doing, Ava Thunder? Good to see you over there.
Their world revolves around themselves, and that's it. And that's normal, I think, for teens. Are they kind, affectionate, loving? Yes, but like at their core, they're only concentrating on what they should do, and that's normal. But
I agree with some comments here. It could have been that teen daughter caught them and bribery started then.
Yeah,
that could have been the case. Either way, they roped her into it. They pulled her into it and they damaged her character by doing that. And yes, as a lot of people are saying here, OP may not be bio daddy of this baby.
I know. And if you love that baby, do not do a DNA test. Don't give her that. I mean, I would not do that DNA test.
No. And I would say
you would lose two
in
kids.
That same breath. Like you're mad at your daughter right now for what feels like a critical cardinal sin. Like it feels like a critical burn, right? This feels like she has chosen to be evil and to hate you, but you got to remember that she was manipulated here too. And she is just a kid and you are still her dad. And I do feel like. However, I know she's 13 and she chose to do this evil thing, but she was persuaded and manipulated by adults who were hiding an affair.
Yeah, but she came back with the,
I know,
you're not the, my the, real dad.
She said she went for the jugular. I understand that, but he has been her dad for how long?
And maybe she saw her mom being like, her mom was upset and crying and she automatically went to defensive for her mom. I don't know. And I don't maybe. Care. I think at 13... Based on like our kids, like this is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable no matter what. But I feel like
you know, the relationship with the wife is done. It's over. It's gone forever. Right. I don't know that you could say the same for your kid.
I don't. And I'm.
Yeah, it's.
You can't. I mean, you don't just get to say I'm right. giving you up. Like, that's you.
Being a parent is not the same as being in a failed marriage.
You would be doing this daughter a disservice by disowning her, because if there's hope left for her, it is not with her mom. It would be with you.
Correct.
To teach her the right path, because she's not on it right now. I mean, she's going to end up doing the same shady shit as her mom. He says, like, I don't want to be with her. And then he says, a few family counseling sessions later, and we can go back to living the life I once considered a fairy tale.
He thinks a part of him believes that there's still hope, and that's the case. But, okay, so there's two questions in one here. Am I the astronaut for disowning my daughter and divorcing my wife? Divorcing wife? I think we can all be right here on NTA. We need to talk about the disowning daughter thing.
I think what he said in pain. I don't think he meant what he said. I mean, I think a lot
So did the teen. And but what she said, she said it to him, but she's a teenager, and teenagers go for the jugular by default when they're upset. But he is a grown ass man who adopted this girl.
Right.
And yes, he's hurt. And yes, it was a critical burn. And yes, it's damn near unforgivable. But is it worthy of disowning your child?
I think the teen and the dad can come back from this. I think they both said the things that they did not mean out of anger. I don't know why the daughter said it, unless it was in defense of her mom. But
I think she probably received a script because with gifts come coaching. If your dad asks this, and this, if anybody ever says anything, and if shit ever hits the fan, you just say this and you pick your mom's side.
Yeah, but she was begging to stay with him and begging him, hey, you know what? You can go have sex with whoever you want and then we'll be fine. It's not that big a deal. That's how she played it off.
That's because she wanted to keep her lifestyle.
Right.
And as soon as he canceled tuition to the private school, that's when the daughter started calling and apologizing. I do think that probably has to end. There's going to be some lifestyle changes that come from this divorce anyway. I think that your daughter's going to have to experience some pain for the decisions she made here as well. And that bougie private school probably ain't one of them.
Look, I think he's still her dad. Don't give up on her. Yes, what she said was hurtful and you're in a very hurt spot, but you are still her dad. Don't abandon her. Try to help her. Try to see the wrong in the situation. I mean, if anything, work with your soon-to-be ex-wife to right what's been wronged and see if there's any hope to co-parent these two kids that you guys have together. Because I feel like this can implode so many more lives than just the mom and the dad.
Yeah.
Like both children from this family can grow up with, you know, shitty. I mean, it's going to be
a ripple effect from this could be huge.
Yes, thank you.
So if he did disown his daughter, where would you put him on the ASCON scale here?
If he disowned his daughter, I mean, I don't think there's any other place but ASCON 1. But I think the alcohol and the pain and everything that he was going through made him. I think he can come back from it. I think that they can reconcile, the dad and the daughter.
He's experiencing all of his emotions at a heightened, amplified state right now.
Yeah.
Word of caution. Yeah, I was going to say stop drinking because as much as you were using your wife not taking care of your baby, just letting your mom take care of your baby while you drink isn't really a defense.
I don't know. Would you, if you were this guy, would you get the DNA test? Would you want to know?
No.
I don't think I would want to know in this situation.
I think once that decision is made that I'm this child's father and I love this child like my own, I love this child like my own. And if something is a threat to change that in an involuntary way, I don't want that risk entered into my mind.
I mean, like, just I'm trying to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, because imagine like your life being what he calls a fairy tale and then walking in the door and like just your whole world just implodes. Every single thing, like your child has been unattended to, like screaming, crying, dirty diaper. Your other child is telling you that you're not her dad and she picks the affair partner, and you find out that your wife's having an affair. I mean, you're gonna say shit that you don't mean because you're extremely hurt by this. You're gonna lash out. That's just human nature to be hurt in that situation and to say things that you don't mean.
Sure.
But I think he can come back from this. I don't think he's an ASCON 1. I think that
this is situationally, he says,
he's in a black hole
for disowning my daughter and divorcing my wife. We're NTA on disowning wife. If you did fully disown your daughter, you'd be an ASCON 1 because
for sure.
it is not just the wrong move. It is the wrong move.
Be her dad. Parent her.
Yeah. Not that you weren't wronged. You definitely were, but
Don't take the easy way out. The easy way out is to disown your daughter and walk away. That's the easy road. Take the hard road and help your daughter overcome what she's just experienced. Because this is going to be trauma for her.
The easy road seldom leads to good parenting.
No, never. I don't think. Parenting is hard.
Wow.
You signed up.
This one is, am I the astronaut for opening a business that competes with my sibling's business? Oh, shit. Sibling rivalry. It's a real thing. I, female 41, and my brother, male 44, are in the same industry, and his business has 3 locations and has been open in the area for over 20 years. I worked for him 9 out of those years and was an excellent employee and managed his business for the last 5. Ooh. Last year, he asked me to train some new employees, which takes money out of my pocket, and I agreed for the sake of the team. Upon their completion of training, one of those trainees was given one of the best schedules, leaving me with a 50% pay cut. This created animosity amongst the other employees. I brought the scheduling issue to my brother, and it mostly was ironed out. Immediately thereafter, this same girl began complaining on our work chat that I left things in poor condition and unfinished, but only when working after me, no one else. Several months later, I was informed she would be taking over a portion of my managerial duties through a text, and even though I had been there almost a decade and she barely a year, she was given the choice as to what she preferred to manage, and I got to manage what was left over. I was not asked for any input or preferences. That's when I put in my notice and left quietly at the end of the month. After leaving, I decided after over a decade in this field, I enjoyed it, and I didn't want to stop working in the industry, and I started planning to open my own business. I didn't consult with my brother because I didn't feel it was his business, and I didn't tell him because we hadn't cleared the air after my unhappy departure. I announced on my personal work Instagram that I would be opening a business. He immediately messaged me about it, and I told him it was just business. His wife messaged me saying I stabbed them in the back and that I'm scum and uninvited me to their daughter's upcoming wedding. They called the rest of the family to see if they knew my plans and told them all they were awful for keeping this information from him, but they said it was not their business to share. At the end of the day, I like what I do and I'm good at it. The work environment with my brother was hostile and my pay was reduced by over 20% to accommodate this new employee. Am I the astronaut for going out and starting my own thing even though it's in the same industry and could be considered competition? Well, that feels like you were kind of forced out here, doesn't it? It feels like you were forced out. Also, what does this new employee there have on him or them to get run of the show? To be able to choose, like cherry pick all of the things. They knew what they were doing when they gave her that preferential treatment that they were giving you. What's the opposite of preferential treatment? Candy Thunder's making lewd hand gestures off screen here. I look over at Candy Thunder and she's going like this. That's not the opposite of preferential treatment. That's so they're giving you the flip side of that, where it feels like either they were blackmailed or something was held over them where they had to give them this control, but knowingly allowed it to harm you without giving you the common courtesy of a heads up or an explanation or anything. So by de facto, it feels like they kind of forced you out here and without any kind of non-compete or anything, it's fair game. If you were completely mistreated here and you're good at this and they know that you're good at this, they knew it was a risk whenever they started mistreating you, that you could go out and start your own thing. Every small business owner knows that's a risk. And if they trained you up for 10 years and then just decided to out you, if you can do it better, do it better. Competition's good for everybody. Yeah. Everybody's like, yeah, brother's having an affair here. So maybe respond to wife and be like, hey, I don't know if you are aware of what caused this, but he is allowing this woman to completely run the show over there and to the point where it ran me off. That's why I'm starting my own thing. Maybe you investigate that a little bit. Heather, whatever your name is. Maybe you investigate that a little bit before coming at me. There's a reason I was forced out. There's a reason that this employee is being treated the way that she is and no one's happy over there. Guess what? If I'm starting my new gig and everybody's unhappy except for this one girl who's getting the keys to the kingdom because she's boning your hubby or whatever, all of those employees are going to leave and come over to my company here soon. Is that going to be my fault too? Maybe look in your own backyard before you start letting your dog shit in mine. That was a Candy Thunderism. She looked up and she's like, yeah, yeah, I get that. I get that. I get it. OP, you are NTA. Most non-competes are not legally enforceable anyway. I know a lot of them are you know, short-term focused. There is Heidi, that's a good point. Bro expected blind loyalty and respect, but gives none. There has to be a reciprocation there. He expected to be worshipped without giving any kind of consideration. I don't even know that it's petty confetti. It's not petty. It's just, you've got the experience. You're good at this. You could provide a better service to people because the people who are passionate about it are no longer working at your brother's company. That is his choice. It sounds like he let his dick run his company into the ground. It may not be there yet. But it's heading that direction. And I would alert Wifey Poo why you left, because she may not be aware that he is giving this woman all this control. They brought on that little harlot to run that company into the ground, so you do what you must. Am I the Asknot for canceling a date? OP, if you're here and you want to claim your story, you know what to do. I-29 male recently canceled a date with this girl I met online. We had been talking for a few weeks and planned to meet in person. Some of the conversations we had been having were kind of up and down, whereas it appeared some days she didn't want to talk and was extremely short with me, and others where she was really into conversation. There was also a point where she said I failed a test I didn't even know I was taking. Basically, she initiated a lot of our conversations once we exchanged numbers, and one day after I sent the last message, she didn't reply. This went on for the rest of that day and the next. My thoughts were she may have lost interest or she's just busy, but in my view, the last one who sends a message should get some type of response, but I could be wrong. Anyway, she said it was a common tactic used in talking stages to gauge people's interest by talking to them and then just stopping to see if they initiate. That was probably on me, but I will admit that I had been busy at work that week with multiple trainings, and it didn't really cross my mind to talk to her those days. And I was talking to no one else either because I was so busy. As of writing this, I canceled the date, and here's why. We are having a conversation about my nephew, 4 months old, and I talked about how he was my little buddy and how much I love him. I'm single and I have no kids, and he's one of the very few males in our family, so naturally having a boy in the family is pretty exciting. A few close friends I have consider me as family, as I consider them. So they tell their kids I'm their uncle, and so I also have a niece, 1 year old. However, more recently I've been talking about the slight bias I have towards my nephew, but it was mostly because he was immediate family and did not make me love my niece, best friend's daughter, any less. I was explaining to the girl I was talking to my bias towards my nephew and why, and she remarked, I see that you have a biased, insert slightly concerned emoji face. Glad your sister had a boy and not a girl. This set me off because I explained my bias to her, and she somehow took it that I would have loved the child less if my nephew was a girl. That's not true, and I took a real offense to that, because if I have been blessed as I have to be part of something I love and their child's life, there is nothing that is going to change that love, be it they are a boy or girl. We argued and she apologized, but I still went on to cancel the date because I felt that was a really insensitive insinuation to make that I would have loved my nephew any less if he were a girl. So, am I the Asknot? Edit! This probably doesn't really need to be in, but my nephew is adopted, but that still doesn't change how much I love him. His story is a little bit long, but basically when he was first born, he was extremely neglected and was on death's doorstep and somehow pulled through. I commend my sister and her fiance for giving him a second chance at life. The question is, am I the Asknot for canceling a date? And the answer to that is N-T-A. Who the f*** wants to feel like they're constantly being tested? You failed a test. It's a common tactic to gauge someone's interest. Sorry, I didn't realize this was a test. I thought it was a conversation. This is a game girl. She wants to play games no matter what. And yes, she's like, how quick to judge can you be? She sets up a test or makes a deluded observation and is like, oh yeah, this judgment. Judgment, 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 judgment. She gets the bizzo. Very judgy, this one. Yeah, I think you're dodging a bullet here. I think you not going on this date is for the best. You have enough signs already to know that you would be miserable for the rest of your life because the tests and the games would never end. And if they did, she would get bored and do something even dumber. Antia, this was another game. It was another test. And this, her saying what she said was probably another test because she knew it wasn't true. She was just seeing how you reacted to and handled that situation. And you failed that one too. It was another test you didn't know you were taking. You know what test you did pass? Canceling the date. Good job. Am I the astronaut for talking to a girl in a bikini on a beach? My wife, 35 female, is making me, 37 male, write this post. She feels my behavior during our vacation was completely inappropriate, while I think that it was completely acceptable, and she is wrong. She loves this subreddit and wants for all of you to weigh in on our debate and solve the issue for us. We have been married for 7 years and have a 3-year-old toddler. A few weeks ago, we went to Miami for a vacation and had a fun time. On the second day on the beach, we were relaxing on the beach chairs. My son and I were playing on the beach while my wife was soaking in the sun. I must add here that I love her very much, and she is the most beautiful person I have ever laid eyes on. Thanks to that context. At one point, my son wanted to build a sandcastle, and I took him to the wet sand near the water with all of his plastic toys. While he was playing, a lady, mid-30s, walked up to us and told me how cute my son is. I smiled and said, thanks. She was looking toward the water constantly, and I think her kids must have been in the water, and she was watching them. Now, according to my wife, she was wearing a completely inappropriate, over-the-top bikini that left nothing to the imagination. According to me, I did not notice what she was wearing, and I have no comments. Smart move. She was trying to make small talk and was asking me about my son's name, how old he is, where we're from, etc. I was also polite and had a brief conversation with her. We talked about where we were from, how long we were in Miami, etc. Finally, my son had enough and he wanted to go back. So I said bye and came back and sat next to my wife. The whole conversation must have lasted for less than 10 minutes. My wife was not happy with me talking to this lady. She kept on telling me how inappropriate it was to talk to that girl in the tiny bikini and that she was trying to flirt with me. I told her what we talked about, and it was not even remotely flirty. I told her that this is common, and when my son is with me in the park or other places, he gets a lot of attention from other moms, and they always come and have a chat. My wife has seen this play out before and never had a problem with it. Okay, time out. I don't know that pointing out that this happens a lot is your best play right now. We'll see where it goes. Game on. My wife thinks that this is different because that girl was in a very revealing bikini, and as I am a married man, I should know better than talking to her. We saw that lady a few other times during our stay, and I cut our conversation short every time she tried to talk to me. My wife cannot let this go. She thinks that I should admit that it's different to talk to a girl in a social setting versus when she is in a bikini on a beach. I feel having small talk with someone is fine, irrespective of their state of dress or undress. So, dear Reddit forum, please settle this debate for us. Is my wife correct that I am the asshole for talking to a girl when she is wearing a bikini, or is she being unfair to that lady when she was wearing an appropriate outfit for the place where she was? Note that my wife will also be reading the replies, so please be nice when telling her how wrong she is. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, here we go. Wife here. I think he wrote this post omitting key details. The girl on the beach was clearly flirting and leaning too close to him. She may not have said it explicitly, but you could see that she was interested. She also kept on popping up in resort restaurants, bars, and the lobby after this incident and tried to keep on talking to him through the week. It was disrespectful as she did not say a single word to me the whole time. I'm not saying my husband was flirting with her, but he should have read her body language and shut her down. Plus, there are bikinis, and there was her bikini. Something was clearly off with her. Comments here. 1. NTA. I've been married for 37 years. Your wife should let this go. You were not trying to pick the woman up. You were at the beach. If anything, she should feel good that someone else thought you might be attractive. If your wife is as half as beautiful as you say, then she has had plenty of guys talking to her regardless of what she is wearing. Again, she should let it go. Otherwise, both of you are going to start monitoring each other's conversations with the opposite sex, and this is a slippery slope. Comment 2. I would say don't go to Miami on vacation if you don't want to see women in sexy bikinis who may or may not talk to your husband. 3, my wife finds it hilarious when, according to her, other women try to flirt with me because I am completely oblivious and she knows that 1, I had no idea, 2, I'd never cheat on her, and 3, I honestly don't have the energy for that nonsense. NTA, your wife needs to chill. 4, I've always been completely oblivious to women trying to flirt with me. Looking back now, huge facepalm at some of the signs I missed. A friend invited me to dinner at her place, was nicely dressed, cooked me a meal, casually dropped the line that she was wearing no underwear, and I was like, oh, okay, friendo. My poor wife shamelessly chased me for months, also did the invite me over to cook for me thing, and I was just grateful this crazy attractive friend of mine was being so friendly. She was about to give up, so her best friend got in touch and told me what was going on. From there, I took over. Phew! 5, your wife is going to have a stroke after this. This is not going the way that she wanted at all. 6, she doesn't love this sub anymore, lol. 7, no responses from OP either. Household tension must be rising. Edit, oh dear, now the wife has hijacked his own post and tried to explain further, which definitely hasn't helped her case at all either. LOL, learning lots about OP's wife. Update, one day later. I am the wife in this situation. My husband and I posted a debate we were having for the last week regarding an incident that happened during our vacation. I got it after the first 100 responses that I was wrong. Not everyone on Reddit needs to chime in on this one. I thought this forum would back me up, but I guess I need to take the L like a champion. I am blessed to have a loving and caring husband and an amazing kid. I'm also used to women flirting with him all the time. It's just not when our son is with him, but it has happened at his work, bars, weddings, and other places. The worst was when I was giving birth to our son and the nurse helping me with the birth told him that his hair looked like Prince Charming. It was 6 a.m. in the morning and he had just woken up, followed by telling him our son is so lucky that he got his blonde hair and blue eyes. You're a freaking mama bear. Oh, wow. She'd be like, if I could get out of this bed and move, I'd slap the shit out of you. The worst part is that he's not very perceptive when women flirt with him. He thinks that most women go around talking to strangers and compliment them on their looks because that is his life experience. When I try to tell him that, he always gets very defensive. I do trust him with all my heart, though, and he is the best husband ever. Some of you asked me what happened from my perspective. I know that there is no way for me to not seem like an asshole when I write this, but this is what I saw. We were all enjoying our time on the beach. My son wanted to run around, and my husband volunteered to watch him and let me relax. I was enjoying the ocean and occasionally watching them. At one point, I saw my husband and son sitting on sand and a lady talking to them. No problem. She's just a passerby and noticed my toddler. I closed my eyes, and after 5 minutes, I see again, and now this lady is sitting next to my husband, and they are talking. I also noticed she was extremely attractive, and of course, I got a bit insecure, since I have a mom bod now. She is laughing at God knows what my husband said. At this point, I started getting curious and was waiting for my husband to look towards me. He finally got up after my son was bored and came running back to me. I asked my husband who the person was, and he said just some mom on the beach having a small talk. And I asked him what you guys were talking about, and he said the same things he wrote here. I told him she was gorgeous, and did he notice what she was wearing? He looked again at her and said, oh yeah, that's pretty bold. The whole incident rubbed me the wrong way. Then this lady kept on popping up everywhere we went, and we met her every day. My husband introduced me to her the first time we saw her, and she just walked right past me and started talking with him. I then told my husband I was not comfortable with his new girlfriend. I was teasing him, and my husband then immediately blew her off next time she showed up. When we came back, I told him about my insecurity when I saw him talk to her and she was sitting next to him. He again got defensive and told me that he was just being polite. This is why I told him not to talk to gorgeous moms in bikinis. He felt that I was attacking him, but I could not help what I felt, and I was just communicating it to him. This was a silly debate we were having, and I thought you guys would have my back. Anyway, I will try to work on my insecurities and let him talk to moms in a bikini. One PSA is please don't comment on that thread anymore and tell him how right he is. You guys are feeding the beast. Last night, he was sending me links to frames on Amazon because he wants to print out this thread and put it on the wall. He says it's his first win against me, and the next time we have a disagreement, he can point to it and tell me about the time when thousands of people told me I was wrong. Comments, 1, from what I've gathered from both posts, your husband loves you very much. 2, this lady is lucky. Apparently, she has a super hot but loyal and understanding man. 3, note that my wife will also be reading the replies, so please be nice when telling her how wrong she is. The legend himself. This was fantastic. Greatly appreciate it. I think throughout all of this, what I get is I'm so happy to hear that she framed this when she was having the silly discussion with him, that this is her insecurity and is what her insecurity is making her feel. She was explaining how she felt. She's not an asshole for feeling that way, but she waited till the very, very end here to be like, I understand I'm insecure. I understand that's what the problem is here. I don't want him to talk to super hot moms because I'm insecure about my body. It sets off an alert that I don't want to go off. And it's not a him problem. It's her problem. I think she understands that. But it was the way that it was framed that made that post and all of the commenters completely just jump on to his defense here. And if he had explained that she said to him, this is my insecurity talking here, that doesn't want you to talk to super hot, gorgeous body babe moms, because I feel like I'm really bad about myself right now. And I feel like I have mom bod, then it would have been a lot more understandable. It is a her problem. She knows it's a her problem. And if she's going to be mad at anybody, be mad at the gal who's running around with the skimpy bikini sitting too close to your hubby and what you perceive to be flirting. If you're going to be mad at anybody, you can be mad at her. You don't even know her, so you can be frustrated with her. Candy Thunder wants to chime in here.
No, she doesn't. That lady can wear whatever she wants to wear.
No. Beach. I'm saying be mad at that lady, and I'm identifying her by saying she was wearing the bikini, not because of what she was wearing. Just be mad at that lady for sitting next to your husband.
Needs to check her insecurities so that they don't get the better of what sounds like an amazing marriage. Like, your body's going to change when you have a baby.
For sure.
Love it through all of the changes. I would not care if you talked to a woman in a bikini. Now, if she touched you, I probably would have walked over there. But
walked?
Yeah. Me and my cellulite would have ran right over there. No, I think that she needs to check her insecurities and realize what she has is a very happy family and a husband who seems to adore the shit out of her.
Yeah.
No matter what shape she is. So love yourself and don't care about some skimpy bikini girl who is trying to flirt with your husband, because your husband did not flirt back.
No, he's completely oblivious. And I could say, as a dude, that's pretty common. Like, I don't know if or when or if it ever does happen. We're just pretty oblivious to it. I feel like she does understand that it is a her problem. I feel like the framing of the conversation in the beginning, in the first post, if it had alluded to that, commenters probably would have been a lot more understanding with her plight here. It's not his fault. It's certainly not his fault. She understands that it is a her problem. She just doesn't want him to talk to hot mom, so she doesn't have to deal with those feelings anymore. But that's an unreasonable ask, because that then forces him to make the determination of who's hot and who's not. And I don't think he wants that job. So, am I the astronaut for talking to a girl in a bikini on a beach? What was the alternative? She walks up to you and starts talking and you're like, oh, you're attractive. I'm sorry. Go the f- away. I don't think that's the position he wants to be in. So original poster hubby here. No, you're not the astronaut for talking to a girl in a bikini on a beach. She came up, started talking to you. Avoiding her would have been rude. I don't know. This was a Kobayashi Maru for you, sir. There was no winning in this scenario at all. None. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content, and do your best to avoid the astronauts today. Thanks again. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenots today. Thanks again.